tragic wooden man, a motorcyclist, lost his life close to Fawn there on the main Burnfoot to Buncrana Road. And, you know, our sympathies to all involved. It was a great day here. I was speaking to you from Ballyliffin yesterday with families and sunshine and everything, excitement. And then we started getting this word about around 5:30. And, you know, people were just, some people were leaving and heading back, so we had diversions in place. So very tragic for the man who lost his life and his family, and also the other people that were caught up in the accident.
And in terms of your investigation into the crash itself, you are obviously appealing to anyone who may have witnessed it to come forward.
Yes, please. Anybody who witnessed the road traffic density would have been probably quite heavy at that time, with people returning from Ballyliffin, and then people who weren't involved or spectating at the golf coming from work, and, you know, the usual Burnfoot, Derry, Bridge End to Buncrana traffic. It's always fairly busy, and people going to the beaches and that. So if there was any witnesses there, we would please urge them to contact us at Buncrana Station at 074-932-0540, or, as we say, any Garda station, or Letterkenny, or by email, Facebook, whichever way they want to try and contact with us. It's important that we would hear from witnesses.
As a result of this crash, there are traffic diversions in place. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, well, we would just urge people that are coming here this morning just to allow extra time. We have extra people deployed, and we're confident that we will keep traffic flowing as smoothly as is possible if people just heed the directions and take the diversions as such. It would be well found. Basically, there's no traffic on the Burnfoot, Bridge End, Burnfoot to Buncrana Road. Traffic from Buncrana out to Ballyliffin is unrestricted. There's no problem there. But all other traffic has been diverted, what we call the Eastern Corridor, which is via Muff up to Cairndonagh and out to Ballyliffin. And there'll be guards and stewards there to direct them in. And then when everything reverts back and the road is opened after the investigation, we'll go back to the normal Western and Eastern routes. We'd also say to people who are travelling from Northern Ireland, particularly Derry, coming across the Foyle Bridge, that they should come up the A2 through Culmore into Muff, and we've extra people there to let Gulf traffic through on up to Cairn and to Quigley's Point in Cairn, I should say. So look, just allow yourself extra time. And then again, yesterday's tragic accident where a man lost his life just brings to the fore again the need to be careful on the roads, to drive within the speed limits, and just not be taking chances, because it's a great occasion up here, and we want everyone to come, enjoy, and go home safe.
We know that the current diversions are being reviewed on an hourly basis. At this early stage, Sergeant, do you foresee the road opening in the next few hours, or will it be later on this afternoon?
I can't tell you that at the moment, Catherine. All I know is the forensic scene, crash investigators and scenes of crime people are out there doing their job. They will do that as thoroughly and as quickly as they can. They have to work within daylight to do these types of investigations. It'll be reviewed on an hourly basis, and as soon as we know, we'll be getting that information to you.